On accident?
Oh, I need some real talk. Give me some of that real talk.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. I got caught. I got caught from this morning. I got caught this afternoon. You know, Bill and I hit a hard break this morning, Claudia, on the show, and we just kept talking, didn't even see it coming, and now's the time where we could do it again all together.
I tried. I wanted to, you know, I like listening to the show when I can.
But it was rough.
I was too busy. I started, and I couldn't focus, so I'm like, no, I give up.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in another week here to the show where we analyze the market with deep integrity and high expectations and very deep knowledge bases of journalistic integrity.
Yes.
Is the market worse or better than last week?
For who?
Everybody.
I think it's great for sellers. It is a seller's market. Again, we don't have inventory, so if the sellers get the house ready the way they should, they are selling very well. It's very tough for many buyers.
How, when you say tough, is it they know they can do buyers know at this point, like, I'm not buying anything today? Is the expectation back to, because when I started in real estate, 90 days, 180 days, that wasn't uncommon for days on market.
Oh, no.
That was the market I entered into in real estate in 2012.
It is not what people think. I think the average, last time I checked a few days ago, was like 45. It's not the one day on the market. It's not 2 days on the market, because people have to keep in mind that agents advertise the ones that sell in 24 hours. They don't advertise, hey, 50 days on the market, right? Because it's not working for them. But I would say it's about 45 days for most. But the best in like great condition, great location, they are going pretty fast. They have multiple offers and they are going, you know, over ask or crazy high due diligence fee again. Oh, yes. Yes.
Ridiculously high, like absurd high, or is it relative to, because it's all relative to the price point, right? Like $100,000, you can say $100,000 due diligence, but if it's a 1.5, 2.5 okay, waterfront.
So what do you think a 1.5
waterfront?
No, but great neighborhood, close to uptown. Yes.
If I'm a cash buyer, $250,000.
Are you crazy?
I'm just saying.
Are you as a buyer would offer $250,000,
or are you
as an agent would allow?
Oh, sorry. I was going up to two. I was seller side. I'm seller side.
No,
right?
No,
now.
No. You're a buyer side. Oh. $250,000.
$250,000. I'll give him $250,000. Some altcoin that is worth.
Okay, but a regular loan client, 1.5 in a hot area, not on the water, but a hot area.
If I'm a buyer,
great house. Yes, if you're.
Let's go. I'll go 15,000.
15?
Yeah. Now I'm too low. Now I can't even get the. I'm trying to be generous here. I'm trying to help people out.
But that's the thing. I put an offer on the house, 1.5, pretty nice hot area, 50,000 due diligence fee. We didn't get it.
50.
And we didn't get quick due diligence period, closing as the seller wished.
Cash buyer?
We didn't get, no.
Finance.
But a very strong
buyer.
And we didn't get it. Of course, the listing agent didn't tell me anything other than offers were pretty similar. You lost at due diligence period and due diligence fee. Yours was not good enough. So 50,000 was not good enough. And again, for people that are not aware or don't remember what due diligence fee is in North Carolina, if you go under contract, it's a check you write or a wire transfer to the seller, and if you walk away, you lose the money. And the money is given at signing of the contract, not like in South Carolina that you only do it if you cancel the contract.
Don't you bring them South Carolina rules to me like that.
My closing right now was in South Carolina.
That's okay. Yes. Are there buyers in South Carolina?
Many, many.
Are there sellers in South Carolina?
Yes. Yeah.
More?
I've had
more than here?
It's almost, I think it's the same. Many people are choosing South Carolina because it's a little cheaper. Not as cheap as it used to be, right? Because many people that wanted to buy in Charlotte or North Carolina started asking about South Carolina because it was way more affordable a few years ago. And it's not the case anymore. So it's still more affordable, but not as much. So my clients, for instance, they bought an Indian land. And I told them, this is awesome because you are 10 minutes from Ballantyne without paying Ballantyne prices. So you can live in, you know, do whatever you want in Ballantyne, work, play, but you're not paying Ballantyne prices.
Do people talk about their jobs whenever you're, you know, working with them?
Not all of them, but yeah, most I would say.
Are there a lot? Is there any particular sector? Like, is there like a lot of tech people moving here? Is there
a lot of tech people? I don't know if I can name the company.
No, you don't have to do all that.
But yes, a lot of tech people, a lot of home appliance people, mechanicals in general, like air conditioning and elevators. I have many clients that are.
Now, elevators is niche.
People.
Elevators is niche. If you service elevators, that is the like most niche game you can
be. Well, if you service them, the name on the.
Are you talking about the elected official?
Yes.
Like Sherry Berry?
Yes.
But it's not Sherry Berry.
It's not
right
her
now.
Anymore. I forgot. It's a guy.
It is a guy.
It is a guy.
I don't know the guy's name.
I don't know
That's
the name.
Sad. It's
yes.
sad. I should know
I,
his
every
name.
Time, and I think everybody who lives here, the same thing you have to learn about the exits because we do.
Sure.
Refer to our lives.
You have to know about Sherry Berry.
You have to know about Sherry Berry. So I go to elevator. I'm like, where is she? Should I take the stairs? Because I don't know the other guy. I don't know if I trust him or not. But I don't remember his name.
Well, I hope, I hope our elevators, I know our service people, our elevators are great.
Yes.
not to get anybody all worried about their elevator when they're walking around. But in this market, we're still seeing high expectations of sellers, or have our expectations because of the longevity of this tightening become more realistic?
I think sellers are still with the crazy COVID mind, thinking anything can sell quickly. And so the conversation about, yes, it may and it can sell quickly if you get the house ready and if you price it right. So I do see many sellers that still think, oh, just put it on the market, and it's not true. Because again, if you look at the average days, I would say 45 days, and you can check or I can check during the break, but last time I checked, it was about 45 days on the market in our area in general. And by our area, I'm not saying just Mecklenburg or just Lake Norman. I serve
all of Canopy.
Well, not the mountains.
You don't want to
go
to the mountains? Do you want to sell in the mountains too?
I could in the summer.
That would be your spot.
I don't want to go when it's cold.
Mountain or beach? Which one are you going if you could choose?
Do you really, like, is this
I'm just
real
asking
question?
Questions. I'm just, I
try
was,
to guess.
I'm just making notes.
Try to guess.
The Himalayan mountains.
No.
You wouldn't go up, would you?
Why? No.
Cold overnight.
No, why? To do what? Mm. Hate my life? No.
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 Okay. So what about snowboarding, though, in the mountains?
No. I don't do snow.
Oh, at all? No snow?
At all. I have a story.
Not her element. So we're on a 3-year drought. You think we get snow next year?
I don't
Make
care.
Make the prediction. Doesn't care. Today's Real Talk. Talking all things real estate and other crazy shit.
Keep it right here. Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas will return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. We're back with more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate and many other things going on in the market. Okay, over, under, we've been doing this game now
four weeks? Yes.
5 weeks? Something in that range.
Four or five, yes.
Here's the stat I love. 500,000 or less in the county you are looking in. This is brought to you with the technology tools and ability through Canopy MLS, the local MLS here. So we do the search here. On market, coming soon, active. Those two, 500,000 or less, Mecklenburg County, More or less than last week?
More. It has to be more. It's a spring market. It's like the hottest.
It's more.
Moment.
Yeah. It's more because I think we were sub 1,000 last week.
I think the highest one since we started, I started with you, is 1,048.
This was 1,028, but we went sub 1,000 again last week.
Yes.
It was like 998 last week.
And I wasn't sure.
Again, I should be writing this down. We're just keeping up week to week at this point. This
and
is what we're trying
doing
to do.
It, but I forgot. Yeah.
A lot of numbers.
Yes.
And so now we're hovering around this 1,000. This is 500,000 or less in the county, right? This is coming soon and active on market. So listed with a broker, in essence. These are professionally listed properties.
Yes. Because we don't care about for sale by owner.
Keeping in mind that Canopy, and when I put in Mecklenburg County, right? Like that's all of Mecklenburg County.
Everything, which is for sure the 1.1
million population. 1,000 buyers. You gonna probably talk to 1,000 potential buyers in a year?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, at least.
Saturday, I realized once I left my house to show homes, I had to count. I had talked to 22 different sets, not people because some are couples. Saturday morning, 22 different sets of buyers, sellers, listing agent, buyer agent, lenders in the morning, Saturday morning.
That's how eager people are to be in the market.
That's how crazy it is. And I had an event, I think, on Monday with a lender. And I've seen that. I've read about it. They think next year we're going to go down to 5.5% interest rate. And this is what I also think. So many people believe this is where we stand. And I think...
Iredell County doing the same type of hovering. I did the 500,000 list. Iredell County, guess the number.
Yes.
Guess this number. This is... For the amount of growth that Iredell County has right now, for this to be the number of active and coming soon on market is absolutely wild.
Less than 500.
Yeah.
Really?
452.
Oh my God.
500,000 less.
With the 150.
And Iredell County is exploding in the sense
And it's
of
150
units.
People moving to our area every day? I think so. I think this is the number, Dr. What is?
It's very, as far as in the totality of all of Charlotte, and I don't know how far out. I don't want to even try to mimic his data right now.
I know.
Top of my head, that data point. Down to his exact segmented audience that he did.
It's going to be embarrassing if we try.
He said it. That's all that matters. Yeah. But yeah, there's that many people moving to our area in general right now. So we've got to have some type of units. But units are going up in general. So set aside this, because we can get into new construction, right? If we really want to tap into, okay, let's pull the curtain back. Let's talk about new construction, which is part of why these numbers I think are low, is not every unit gets put into.
Oh, not at all. I wish the builders put everything on MLS to help us and to help buyers. So
they would sell more inventory quicker.
So. Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. If they showcase their neighborhoods throughout the MLS, that's the marketing play right there.
I know, it's so crazy because they have.
There you go. That one's free. So all the builders, go ahead, tell your builders.
Yes.
What are y'all doing?
Thousands of agents and I don't know, dozens of thousands of buyers looking.
Yeah.
And they don't put it on MLS, meaning it's not on Zillow, where most people look for stuff. And I don't know why, because they would sell more if everything was on MLS for sure.
But it takes a competent broker to walk a buyer through the process right now. It does. I mean, this is probably, as a buyer, it would be one of the most scariest environments if I didn't know real estate, if I didn't do this on a day-to-day basis, if I didn't have experience in this at all, to go through the process now with the way it is. So when you talk to a buyer the first, you ever meet just like a cold rain? Like you go up to somebody at a coffee shop, don't you? You walk up to people.
Sometimes.
Hey, I sell real estate. What
sometimes.
You need?
That's sometimes.
What you say.
Not all the time, because I don't want to bug any, but you know, if I hear it like key, I'm like, yeah, I can give you.
You just hear a keyword?
Like,
you just
yes,
like,
I have words that, oh.
You hear from across the room?
But I'm going to give
did
you
I hear
one
you
example.
Saying 5.5%? You did the 2-1 buy down, didn't
I
you?
Know. That's, I know. But just one example, it happened yesterday, and this is the contract I was sending right now before we started. I was with my clients. We looked at a few houses. I had suggested a certain neighborhood by a certain builder, and they said, no, we had seen it before. We are not even interested. I'm like, okay. So we looked at some things. They were trying to decide what to do. They call me an hour later, driving back home. They drove by the neighborhood I had suggested. He said no. They're like, we love the house. And he said, you know, and oh, the builder representative is telling us to sign a paper just as a reservation. I'm like, don't sign anything, but because I don't know what you're signing. So today, this morning, I stopped by to talk to him and negotiate and get some good things out of it. So I negotiated lower price. It was closing costs, everything. And I asked him, I'm like, if they signed the reservation yesterday, would they or us have a chance to negotiate today? And they're like, oh no, it would have locked at the price they saw. So it was good that they called me. It was bad that they went without me because they were supposed to go home and because they told me they hadn't liked the neighborhood. Very lucky. The builder rep said, do you have a realtor? We're going to honor it, blah, blah, blah. But it was good that they didn't sign because if they had signed the reservation thing, they would have lost the negotiation I was able to do today.
What was the price point?
$589.
Okay.
Which is...
Is that...
Mecklenburg County, Charlotte. Is that
Would you say that's like, you got to be around that point and qualified under the loan conditions, right?
At
that same time. Let's assume 20% down at least.
Well, not necessarily. And something else that many buyers have to understand, if you have a good realtor, let's be very clear, because many, sorry to say, they don't understand the financial part of it, or they don't want to get involved. They don't care. Because like today, the negotiation, they were offering a lower interest rate. My clients thought it was exciting. And I'm like, it's not a gift. They are charging you for that. And because interest rates are so high right now, you're going to refinance in a year. I'm like, you're throwing the money away. So let me get a lower price, regular interest rates for maybe a year. And at the end, it's going to be much better. Again, if they didn't have a realtor that cares, they would think that they were being offered an amazing thing. So I got price down. I got the interest rates to be different. And it's a much better, in the long term, a much better deal. Because people, same thing, a builder rep or even a, you know, you see the thing here, like, oh, my cash to close is $5,000. Awesome. I'm like, they're charging you. You're paying for the whole thing. So you have to know how to analyze the situation and see which one is the best one.
Everyone's situation is different.
It's different, yeah. And something else about new construction, again, new construction queen. Two conversations I had in the past few days about with builder reps, one off the record, and I'm never going to say what builder or anything, but last week I stopped by to talk about landscaping. And if my clients from the erosion thing, it's not you, it's a different client. I'm still dealing with the erosion thing. But that builder rep said, I hope your clients know how lucky they are, because most agents, like, they don't actually come, they don't participate, they don't actually fight for clients. So my clients needed or wanted a very specific landscaping thing in their house. And the guy said, if it wasn't for you, we would never change the landscaping. Like, you know, with a regular realtor that wouldn't fight, because most would not fight for this, or if with an unrepresented buyer, the builder would say, hey, sorry, we're not changing anything. So the guy said, I hope they know how lucky you are, because, you know, you're here and you fought for it and they got the landscaping that they wanted, because he didn't call me a pain, but he said, I'm pretty hands-on.
Aggressive? Did you say aggressive?
Well, I always say that I believe there is a voodoo doll of me going from builder.
Stop.
And they see me and they go like, oh, no, not her. But yeah, I work for my clients. I don't work for you. If you get upset with me, I don't care, as long as my clients are happy.
And to be fair, the builders give themselves that, you know, ability as well, and they have that right in the deal too.
Yes.
That's the true concept here is about representation.
Yes,
that's the real concept, is who represents who in the transaction.
Uh-huh.
That's something that no matter what is Because, you know, you always have the disclosures too. And this is in most contracts. What you say doesn't matter because we're talking about real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And the to purchase real estate, well, to be enforceable, you've got to have a signed contract.
Yes.
You have to.
Signed contract, or at least even the conversations, you know, not necessarily each conversation has a, you know, an addendum, but I like to put everything in writing. So any conversation becomes an email or a text. The other day, the same thing, another builder. You know, I was checking some things by coincidence also about landscaping. And he's like, oh, you want me to put it on, like you want an email because then you can sue, your clients can sue the builder. And I'm like, no, I just want to make sure. Yeah, oh, yeah. I said, there's nobody talked about suing. Nobody talked about anything like that. All I want is the official agreement or, you know, you're telling me you're going to do this. Put it in writing because I don't want... A few months from now, it's not done. And it's like, he said, she said. I'm like, just don't be afraid. You are telling me you're doing this. So there's no reason to be afraid. Put it in writing.
We're going to have Maintenance Monday.
Maintenance Monday.
Coming up.
A gross one.
Ooh.
We'll be back with more of today's Real Talk, hosted by Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis, in just a moment on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazefis at 844-STUDIO-4. It's today's Real Talk on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Maintenance Monday coming up, but the actually coming up next show is Joe Vagnone. He's having a CPA on, and okay. So they're doing an Ask a CPA live. So he's opening up the phones. Bold move on tax day of all days. Is tax day affect buyers and sellers in the marketplace?
Not my clients.
Not involved no. with.
It affects me because I got... I got my numbers today, so I cried a little and started working. I'm not complaining. If I have to pay, it's a good sign.
Yes.
But it's not fun to get that email. And it was last minute. Usually I'm so early that usually my CPA says, Claudia, it hasn't even opened it. Like, stop sending me stuff. And this time, maybe April 1st, is like, are you alive? Because I'm usually so fast. It's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm too busy. I'm going to make it, you know, I'll do it. But I didn't have time. So I did it. In time yesterday. I mean, yesterday, the final document. So last week, probably sent 95% of what he needed. And then he's like, okay, this, you know, three more. And then we're done. Have you filed your taxes?
And this is how I've always done it, is I don't like to get a refund. This is just me personally. Because the principle of what it means is that you gave the government too much money. Yeah. And when you have to write the check... That just means whatever the equation is, you work out the equation. So the name of the game for me every year is, what's the equation to pay the least amount? I mean, that's just the equation. That's how the game works. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't make the game, playing the game. So yeah, I'm good. I enjoy it. I don't mind.
Do you do your own taxes?
No. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? No, absolutely not. No. That would be a disaster. Yes. That would be...
I was looking at some things. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here. I have to trust that everything is being done correctly. But I'm like, I would never be able to do it. It's too crazy.
I don't know. I would be making... It would immediately go to jail. That would be it. That would be the only response.
Even if you were not trying to...
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, I just...
You're trying your best.
Like, just let me fill out this paperwork. Yes. Are you kidding me?
I would not dare.
Why? That's like a different language. That's like... Just like real estate's a different language. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The concept, the principle, what you're looking for, and what you're doing in the sense of the financial world.
Everything.
And so right now, Maintenance Monday, is this to keep values up? Is that the whole point of maintaining your house?
Oh,
do you have to maintain your house to keep any value?
Well, yes. Because if you don't, then you go under contract, inspector comes, hits you hard, buyers might freak out. So why not? And I show appreciation. You made it. You have a house. Show the house some respect and do basic, easy maintenance. It's not crazy if you do it every now and then. You can keep an amazing house longer, you know, and not that it's necessarily going to show in the price, but it will show in the inspection. And it will make your negotiation easier or harder if you're not a good homeowner. I have a confession to make. When I'm driving around in my life or showing, and I drive by some of the houses I sold, sometimes I feel like visiting my clients or listings that I had and say, hey, let me take a look and see if you're taking good care of the house. Like I have a connection and I want people to respect the fact that they were able to buy a house. So take care of your house.
Well, so if you're going to take care of your house, let's talk about today's Maintenance Monday.
Okay. I'm going to use as an inspiration Facebook mom group question the other day. Because she's, you know, the lady said that there was a weird smell coming out of her drains.
Mm.
And, you know, I thought about it. This is something that most people don't do unless it really gets clogged and the water doesn't come down. I think everybody, especially people that have women at home with hair, I lose tons of hair. My daughter loses tons of hair. Every now and then, even if it's once every 6 months, go through your bathtub, your shower, and your sink, and remove all the hair and the soap scum and mud. Have you ever done it? Not putting drain, like removing the drain and looking at what happens.
I have replaced a drain before and seen it.
All the mud and
I'm not in there like taking it off and doing maintenance to that level.
It's almost. Have you ever watched the YouTube things with like pimple popper kind of thing?
I've seen the show on TLC.
Yeah, so it's kind of like oh my god, it's so gross, but it's fun.
Yeah,
the same thing with the drains. It's like disgusting, but it's very, you know, it's a nice thing to know you were removing that from the drains and making the drains clean.
That's okay. At least you satisfaction in the end product.
It's 100%. I'm not saying that everybody would enjoy that.
Prepare to be astonished.
But it is, you know, it is important to let your pipes be cleared of all that stuff. And it helps the house be better maintained. And again, if you don't do it, inspection day comes when you sell the house. Inspector will say the drains are slow. Buyers might freak out. So why have the headache? Keep it clean.
Can you just use some Drano down in there, like the little?
I heard it's not good. I don't think so.
No?
I don't think on like every now and then on an emergency, sure, but you should clear the stuff. Because think about it, for Drano to make the whole thing melt and go away, it's like Coca-Cola. It's pretty.
Oh, Coca-Cola might be going to pour down.
Pretty
the drain too.
Bad. So it can't be good for your...
What about Coca-Cola and Mentos? What if you put that down in your drain? Would that clear,
you should
that would
do it.
Clear the drain out right
you
there?
You should do it. Do that it in your house like and film it.
Gosh.
Actually, I think I like the idea. I'm going to throw Mentos and then put Coke and see see what happens. I might go viral. But yeah, I wonder if anyone has ever tried to do that. It could be a good thing.
The game changer right there.
Yes.
Again, that one's open source right there for everybody.
Yes.
Now.
But
I'm not
suggest
trying to create that challenge though. That's...
As the maintenance Monday today, clean your drains, all of them, shower, bathtub, and sinks. And tell us next week how we went, how gross it was. Because it is gross. I'm not going to say it's a, you know. But again, if you are into the pimple popper kind of thing, I am, you're going to find pleasure in cleaning something.
Okay. I believe you. I'm not going to doubt you. Your passion speaks for itself.
Yes.
This, so it's quite amazing. But it's a great maintenance Monday
it
tip.
Is.
That's
it
what
is.
It's really about.
It
is. It's maintaining value of your house and doing things over time to try to not have a monstrous list of managerial repairs.
100? I don't know.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
I'm Brazilian.
Well, it's not Brazilian repairs.
No, but it's like difficult
too.
Words.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I can't. Whatever. No, yes.
Maintenance.
Do it. Take care of your house.
How do you say maintenance in Portuguese?
Manutenção.
See, there you go.
Say it.
Manutenção. Was that close?
No.
That wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
But that's why I can't try some of the words in English, because I know I'll never get them right. I'm fluent, but I'm not, you know, I'm not an American. Even though talking, connecting the snow thing with the accent or whatever.
You were about to say you're not American. You're an American citizen.
I am an American citizen.
Don't you do that to yourself.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the English thing sometimes.
But I was just making a clarity for the Americans.
I am an American citizen. Yes. Very happy to be one. Yes. I think it's going to be 5 years in November. So I'll probably wear the red, white, and blue again.
I'll do green that day. I'll do green.
I'll let you know in advance that, hey, this is the day you wear green and I don't.
Okay, so that's the maintenance tip. Yes. I want a landscaping tip, though, too. I got to have a landscaping tip because right now, as spring has sprung,
yes,
almost springingly like,
yes,
it's coming, right? It's here. A little bit of everything, depending on what bush or plant or tree or shrubbery or vegetable produce, anything you're looking at. And so outside in the garden, what you liking right now?
Well, I'm not doing anything right now. Because I heard it's the bunny season.
Okay.
So the baby bunnies are being whatever.
Made?
Sprung.
Born. This is later on in the cycle.
And so the mommies are hiding the babies in like weeds or longer grass.
Okay.
And they are everywhere. It's not going to last long. So right now, guys, don't touch anything. Let the bunnies
Cut the grass and chop the bunnies up? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God.
Is that what you're talking about right now? You're nervous about that?
Of course. I love bunnies. So let them. And I see them like they eat my tulips. And even though I love my tulips, I love that I'm feeding bunnies. So I don't mind if they are destroying my trees because I know they're happy. The mommy is happy with my flowers. So, and I know many people get upset. I love them.
If you cut your grass, you're a bunny killer. That's what you're trying to tell people right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So like my husband, he does it. And I'm like, you go very slowly watching to make sure there's no baby bunnies anywhere. And last year I wasn't home, but they did find a tiny, Kevin and Nina found a tiny little baby bunny.
Chopped up?
No. Alive.
Wow.
But it was, I think he saw, like, as he was mowing, he saw and he stopped. Mm. So it could have been a murder.
Oh, no.
Yes.
A murder.
So I'm happy it didn't. But yeah, right now, but I love, other than being careful with longer grass or weeds.
You got hit by the brake.
And
we got to go to break.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay,
sorry,
I'll talk about landscaping when we come back.
Now, more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas, Claudia Ogrizek. So it is bunny season, so you're not allowed to cut your grass because the bunnies are being born right now. That's an official stance.
Yes.
From Claudia.
I think it's going to be maybe 1 or 2 weeks and then they're safe. But right now, I beg you, be careful. Don't kill the bunnies.
Okay. Thank you for supporting the bunnies.
But because, yes, and because I got too excited with the bunnies, I didn't finish talking about the landscaping. Only that they eat my flowers and okay. I am a big fan of perennials. I am a very frugal person. I don't like spending money unless I have to. Do you know what perennials are? The difference?
They grow back every year.
They grow back every year. So many times they're bulbs. And once you plant them, they'll come back every year. So,
and then annuals die.
Yes.
They're just one and done.
Yes. So I think it's like a waste of money. And then what I do, because I'm growing my garden. So what I do is I plan to have some summer flowers, some fall, winter, everything is dead. So that's why I don't like snow or you. But I have, you know, spring flowers, summer flowers, and fall flowers, and some evergreens. So if you do that, you have flowers for most of the year. So I think landscaping wise, I'm a big fan of the green giants for privacy. Of course, these are trees, and I just had an idea this weekend. I think I'm going to buy a green giant nursery. And I'm not, people think I'm joking. I'm not joking. I had the idea, and now I'm going to look for nursery. And I, you know, my clients will get free green giants for their privacy, and other agents' clients pay for it. So the other agents' clients will pretty much pay for my clients' free giants. And people think I'm joking. I'm not. I'm going to try to find out if I can buy Green Giant Farm.
There you go. Nothing wrong with it.
Like a Christmas tree / privacy thing. And maybe, do you want to be my partner? you bring the money, I bring the idea.
Yeah, there you go. the forestry game is a very interesting one. And right now, timber and all that, which is part of real estate, right? We know, I mean, these are big conversations. Agriculture, farming, there's a lot on the table as far as right now, every community is deciding what do they want to be in the future. And as buyers and sellers, right, continue trying to navigate that in the marketplace, they need somebody who can represent them through the process. Recently this week, you said this. You missed out on a deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you considered a miss. And it's not really a miss because there's going to be another one that comes along. There's going to be. It's just another frustration in the process right now.
Yeah. It's never fun, of course, to tell your client you didn't get the house. It is part of the business. It happens every now and then. I can't complain because I'm pretty good at getting the house, but it's not a nice moment when you say we didn't get the house. And you learn from it. Of course, you change your strategy after you do it. I always ask the listing agent why. And most agents, even though they don't give me all the details, they give me some information. And with that information, I go back to my client, say, hey, this is why we didn't get it. And of course, if we're competing with cash, it's very hard. Most people still think, even though I don't necessarily agree with that, but most sellers want to see a cash offer. But if it's a regular and the listing agent is kind enough, and most are, to tell me why we lost, I go back to my clients and say, this is why. So let's next time think about it if we want to change. You know, in this case, due diligence period, due diligence fee, would you be willing? And of course, some clients, it's case by case as usual. Some clients will never be willing to change or give more because it is a huge risk. I have a seller right now and the due diligence period is about to end in 48 hours. And we are under contract for the past, I think, 2 weeks. And she said, why is it taking so long? Why, you know, 18 days? I mean, she's keeping the house for a long time, renting back. I'm like, it's part of the negotiate. Like, they did everything we wanted. They wanted a longer, in return, they wanted a longer. And they're moving to Atlanta. My client is moving to Atlanta. And she's like, oh, in Atlanta, it's like 5 days. I'm like, but they don't pay due diligence fee like we do here. So due diligence period, most states, I believe, have or escrow, but they don't have to pay up front for the period. So I'm like, you have to understand, these people put a lot of money down the day we sign the contract. And if they walk away, they lose the money. In most states, you don't need as much time because you can walk away without being hurt because you didn't put any money down.
I'm going to say this, though. Here, it is negotiated, though, at least, right? But it's just the reality of supply and demand in the marketplace has created these, I don't want to say barriers, right? But it's this concept of, hey, what's the value of time to investigate, you know, during the buyer's investigation of the property.
Yeah.
It's different in commercial. It's different in residential. Mm-hmm. Those are two different worlds. The anything new from buyers, sellers, and any of them said anything about the NAR lawsuit?
Some of them are asking me just like, you know, what's going on, what if anything is going to change. And I, as I told you before, I'm waiting to see. I do think there will be a chance. They are just curious. Nobody is complaining. Nobody is like, you know, let's say buyers like threatening, oh, you're not going to get paid anymore. They actually think, I do think that they want buyer agents to be recognized and paid. And of course, they understand that if they have to pay out of pocket, it's going to be harder. But my clients, and maybe because I am, you know, I am a great agent. They see me working so much, so they want me to get paid.
But the concept of paying, let's say you as a listing agent and then a buyer's agent, do you think any of the sellers themselves will begin to object at that part of the conversation?
I don't think so. Only if their agent is not able to explain why and how and the advantages of offering by, I am about to prepare the paperwork, a new listing I have, And this morning we had the conversation. I said, this is, you probably heard, so this is what's happening. What do you want to do? And they're like, we understand the advantage of offering buyer's agent, so let's do it. It's fine.
And again, they don't have to right now.
They don't have to. Well, they never had to.
Right.
But they say, we understand market value includes some kind of commission, and we understand that in most cases you do split with the buyer agent. We're fine with it. We understand, and it's okay. And we know it's part, you know, it because it is, it's been part of the price. So when you price a home, you know commission is included. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a lower or higher commission. We know that this, when you run a CMA, when you run the prices of a house, you know the commission is there. So my client said, it's fine because we understand that we need the buyer agents to bring us qualified buyers. And so far, I had no complaints. Everybody is asking me the questions. But at the end, they're like, okay, we don't really get it. It's fine. We need to pay. It's okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have a really organized closet at your house?
Of course.
Do you know these people, Sage Home Organizing? Is that what they do?
Yes. So I don't have to hire them because I am a product of someone, but I think they do an amazing job. So not only they come and organize a house, but more than that, they specialize in helping people downsizing. So they come to your house and just because they're coming next week to the show. That's why you're asking me. But they come to your house and they help you figure out what's going to be sold, what's going to be donated, what's going to be trashed, and what's going to the new house. And after doing that, they help you, if you want to pay extra, let's say, they help you even pack and move. So they can... Yes, it's, I would say, a la carte. So you choose, like, help me just figure out what I'm going to keep and sell or donate, or, you know, the kids are, so they are very good at downsizing special. They are good at everything, but downsizing people. And these people usually need a ton of help. So they
hard
come.
To get rid of stuff that you've, you know, culminated over
yes.
a
oh,
lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, clothes that I haven't worn in 20 years. They come and they will help you figure out, like, do you really need to keep that jacket if you've never, you know, and they help you in a very nice, professional, organized way how to do it. And then again, see, like, how much help do you need? How much help do you want?
I would be like those people on Hoarders. You know what I mean? You ever watch the show Hoarders?
Yeah, of course.
That would be me right there.
I watch the show sometimes and I know that I wouldn't ever be able to help because I would just get garbage bags. I'm like, I don't care how you feel. It's going.
No, I need to keep the wrapper. I need to know.
I will
at
go
the
like
moment.
Go for a walk. And when you come back, there's nothing in the house. And I tell Kevin, there's one thing that maybe it's because I had to leave everything in Brazil. So I came with my clothes. Mm. So I had to sell, donate. I'm not, you know. Things for me are not important. So I have a hard time feeling I want to, like, give me garbage bag and let's take it. But Sage is not me. They know how to approach people. They know what to do and how to navigate the...
You don't tell your conscience to throw everything away. Do
no.
You? That's
no.
What you just...
Of course not. I'm like,
throw it all away.
No, I don't say it. I say call Sage.
You ever tell, you know, you got, sometimes you have a seller that's going to become a buyer. And we don't have that much time.
Okay.
But do you ever encourage them to move out before you list the property? Like, say, you guys got to leave. You're gonna have to exit the property.
Yes, I have. Yes, I'm not gonna lie.
I've been there before. I remember doing some of those. Yeah,
100%.
Y'all ain't been listening to Maintenance Monday for
clean
some
those
years
drains.
Now.
Take the hair.
That's the newest sport. And don't kill the bunnies.
Don't kill the bunnies.
Sage Home Organizing is going to be our guest next week. Sounds like a pretty interesting group. Joe Vagnone up next.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.